Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It's a music by Fido on Namibia's Art and Soul. We also checked out Khalid with Better. It's 8:32. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much once again for choosing us. Your favorites are on your radio as well. Now, we've been talking R&B all morning. We've been debating and we've been fighting, you know.
Okay,
Yeah.
We're lovers.
We're lovers. Okay, fine.
And friends.
And friends. Okay, yeah. That I see what you just did there. Okay,
thank
cool.
you.
Okay, cool. Fine. Strictly Soul is around the corner.
Yes,
and
it is.
We need to talk about it. We need to embrace it. And we need to create another night of fantastic music.
Mm.
We've got DJ Akio on standby right now. DJ Akio.
How's it going, guys? You guys good? What is the debate? What is the fight about?
The debate? Okay, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so the debate that we had a little bit early on in the show was pertaining to old school versus new school R&B.
Okay.
But then also, just, you know, NSK went as far as letting us into his playlist of the type of R&B that he would also love to hear more at this type of event.
Mm.
And it was very evident that he's a gentle teddy bear,
yeah,
and he's into neo soul, so he just introduced us a little bit to neo soul there.
Because my thing was, you know, like you know, at this R&B events, I'm yet to attend, by the way, one of yours, and I will attend the 8th of March one.
Yeah.
But I'm you know, other R&B events, you know, like I'm yet to hear, you know, just like soul R&B, you know what I mean? Like, it's almost, they play soul R&B for like 5 minutes and then the rest you get, that you hear the usual stuff, the Tevin Campbells, the, you know, Joe Thomas, the, you know, now people are drunk, people just want to, so that was my annoyance, and that was the debate that we were having, Akio.
I get you. You know, I think from our side,
yeah,
we try and have everything, but there's certain times that you can play certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, like the neo soul time is very early. It's right around the dinner session going in. We throw in the Erykah Badu, the Jill Scott, like a lot of those types of tracks.
Yeah,
so we really try and include the neo soul, but you just can't play it once you were saying, like, everybody's been drinking and they want to really turn up or hit the heavy sing-alongs.
Mm.
Come on, get in their feelings. Gotta say that part. Yeah.
Well,
but we make sure we include it, because we you know, with Strictly Soul, we want to make sure we include everything.
Yeah.
So from the new school to the neo soul to a little bit of Afro beats, which we think is African R&B. So we try and include everything.
All right. Well, fantastic. It's good to have you on with us, DJ Akio, founder and headliner for Strictly Soul.
Yes, and we really just want to first of all thank you so much for your time. And we really just want to pick your brain, you know, obviously being the founder yourself, we just want to know, what was the vision or the initial vision that you had behind creating this type of space and experience, if you will?
You know, for us, you know, we had very much started off in the hip hop space from 2008 to about 2016 in South Africa. But we've always tried to kind of create, you know, events based on not what's popular, but what's missing. And one of the things that we noticed in South Africa was that there was no R&B like centered events. There were some soulful Sunday type events, but they were very much like for older people. There were 70s, 80s sitting down. There wasn't a party.
Okay.
And then kind of from my role within the DJ structure of the parties that we were throwing, I was kind of playing opening sets. And at one point I started playing more R&B and I was like, you know, let me start playing for the girls. And I could see how the impact was.
Yeah.
And that kind of became my role within the party.
Okay.
And then at one point, I was thinking, let me just make a whole party like that.
Mm. All right. So, you know what? I'm actually, because the last event that you guys had at the village, I was actually there. But I mean, I didn't stay long, but I was there, you know, long enough to experience it. And I really just want to know, what is it that you guys are planning on doing differently with this upcoming event on the 8th of March?
From our side, it's always trying to incorporate new music. I know my role specifically is to always try and find new transitions, always try to find new music. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that you were talking about from the debate versus old school versus new school is I really try and incorporate a lot of new school as well. We want our party to not just be a nostalgia party, but it to also be progressive and to be playing like newer tracks, introducing people to new music, playing not only for the Gen X's, but also for the Gen Z's.
My man, that's what I'm talking about, bro.
Inclusivity.
Because the thing is, on a serious note, DJ Akio, I don't get me wrong, I love my old school, but I really, really love my new school R&B, bro. You know what I mean?
Same. Like, I feel like right now, new school R&B is on such an up.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Aki, did we lose you there?
No, sorry.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay, great.
No, he was saying that new school R&B is on and up right now.
Okay, fantastic. Mm. Now, you've been instrumental in building Strictly Soul's presence across the continent, bro. Yes. Why do you believe this event is important for African music and the culture and the presence thereof?
You know, I think that, you know, we have a relationship with Spotify, and we know that how big R&B is across the continent. And we felt like in the last 5 or 6 years, Amapiano really took over in terms of like what was being played at clubs and parties, and just ignoring the fact that people love R&B and they want to have those spaces where they can listen to the music that they want to listen to. Also, from our side, one of the things that we really want to do in the long term is promoting African R&B. So we do have a dedicated Spotify playlist that just focuses on South African R&B.
Nice.
And we want to get to the point where we're also promoting R&B artists from all over the continent as well, and moving that music from the opening set into the main set.
That is what I'm talking about, bro. Come on. I mean, people like Elaine, you know, Shekinah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bro, don't get me started, man.
Yeah, so at the beginning of the event, I have a dedicated local R&B set that I play. So the first 35, 45 minutes in South Africa, I only play South African R&B.
Nice. After 2 years of bringing Strictly Soul to the capital city, Windhoek, here, Namibia, what have been some of your most memorable moments?
You know, I think just seeing the growth from about 150 people to 800, 900 people, but also the range of people that we get, which is really interesting. I think Namibia is a place where I've met, like, a mother that's come with her 20-year-old daughter at the same time, you know. So it's an event that, you know, because of the range of music, we can play music that she loves, but also music that her daughter loves.
Oh, I love that. I love that. You know what? I actually noticed at the last event, sorry, I have to ask you about this. At the last event, they had Waters on the mic.
Yes.
You know, and Waters was like singing along. You know, obviously we know that he loves R&B. He's like our R&B king, if you will, right now. Is it going to be the same vibe this time around? Or did you probably look into other R&B artists that we have in Namibia that could also just kind of like be on the mic this time around?
So we do have two guest hosts. One of the things that we're looking at trying to incorporate is kind of adding a small live element as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't work for every time. But definitely Waters will be there. He's like part of the Strictly Soul fam. You know, we'll probably have a moment where we can play one of his songs and he can engage as well. Because, again, we want to promote local R&B.
Yeah, all right. So now to anyone who's listening right now, you know, we started having the conversation, obviously, because we're giving tickets away to the event as well. So many people are so keen on winning this. And to anyone who's listening who probably doesn't walk away with the tickets that we are giving away and wants to really attend the event, what can they expect from your DJ set? You know, what type of vibe are you planning on going for? Is it one of those that you have to walk into the venue, read the room, see what the vibe is? But also, do you have any special surprises that you're having planned for us?
So because I go last, basically all the other DJs get access to everything before me, so I'm only able to play what's left. But I feel like my R&B bag is big.
Yeah,
so
right?
I don't really worry.
My man.
But my set is generally the hype one. So that's the one that's the most dancing. We try and keep it really high energy and then go into the sing-alongs. And then I really like to close it out with a lot of like new school sing-alongs as well. But I definitely recommend it. You know, for us, what we love about our party it's not like a party that you stand by your table and you sit down, you stand up. Like, we have a dedicated dance floor. What I love about our party is that it's got the most energy of any R&B party that I've played at.
And hence, that's why it's important to you to have a dance floor and that energy, isn't it, from the crowd?
Exactly.
Yeah. So to anyone who's listening right now and you are going to the Strictly Soul event on the 8th of March, please do not embarrass us as a belief. Make sure you bring the vibes. You are just going to hype all the DJs up and have a good time. You know what? Because I said I'm going to be there. I need you to play me. Like, if you don't play the song, I'm actually going to leave very upset. You know what I mean?
Which one?
All I need from you is understanding. Do you know the song, right?
I might even pull you up to sing along, get you on the mic.
Oh my God, no, he didn't know. Let me play this. No, he knows. I'm not going to tell you who the song is by. He knows. We're going to play the song for you a little bit right now. My voice is obviously terrible. It sounds bitter in the shower, but
yeah, same.
Listen to this one. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I'm just trying to... snap. Wow. My PC just crashed. Literally.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So the song is Escape Understanding.
Escape Understanding.
Yeah. So right. If you can play that song, please, please. Just like, you'll make me so happy. I'm just saying.
All right. We lost the IQ there for a minute. We'll try and get hold of him a bit later. Thank you so much, in absentia, to DJ IQ for creating this incredible platform
experience.
And, yes. And we'll talk to the homie and we'll make sure that on the 8th of March, we all have a beautiful experience.
Come on.
8:42, that's your time. When we get back, we huddle up the gents with Kavi, the mental.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.